2022-2023. And as everybody used to say, oh, that old hawk is crazy. Him and them sources of his talking about them Chinese loony balloons. Well, lo and behold, where are they at? They're on Fox, NBC, ABC. They're making the Market Watch and all the different places and newspapers. And, oh, they say, oh, NORAD says they may be checking out Nostrum Air Force Base. They were up there. Well, right now, the last place I saw it was Conway, Arkansas. I've been watching it, and the other people, my friend in the Alleghenies, the good people, the sources that have been talking with me about it for almost 2 years now. We've been telling you about these loony balloons. And the U.S. shot one down at one point in time. But, oh, no, NORAD says, oh, don't shoot that down. It might be a danger to somebody on the planet here. These loony balloons are not that big, and when you can blow them in, you blow the heck out of them. You already shot one down, Pentagram. You already shot one down, NORAD. You shot one down because a jet took off from a ranch in Texas almost 2 years ago, went up and took a look at it because it was right on the line. We were tracking it. We tracked it all the way from inside, from California on, right on the thing, on the path and the timing to go about the same time as the launch was going to be at NASA. Now, what these balloons have been doing, and yes, they've been up looking around, but what they've been doing is helping to steer and to intensify the ice storm. And may the Lord Jesus protect everybody out there from this ice, this huge amount of ice in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, you know, ongoing east now in the southeast and heading on up. And then now the overflow, the Siberian Express coming down from the top. And I saw Minnesota, you know, tomorrow something's going to be like minus 40 below. And then up in a certain place in Maine and Boston, 28, 40 below. All right, that kind of stuff. This is weather warfare. This is warfare being done against the United States by evil. And then I will tell you, I've been watching the ice storm, them developed that. They had the huge energy coming up out of. Huge energy coming up out of. And incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, I can't even hardly get on my computer or do anything because I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, I was discussing this loony balloons with people early a.m. I like late night, early a.m., not, you know, at the old dark 30, not 7 o'clock or something like that. And then talking to different people about it, well, lo and behold, they're going to go up and start tracking it. But NORAD says don't shoot it down. Well, you know, NORAD, you're real interesting, ain't you? Real, real interesting, because I'll tell you what, you remember what last year, what the loony balloon, what Google and all the people and the Chinese said? Oh, no, Google says we gave these balloons. Get this. Are you listening out there? Put down your water glass for a second. Remember last year, old Hawk told you and read you the story that DARPA, the defense, you know, research project people, were going to handle the loony balloons. You remember that? And they were going to do it where? Out of North Dakota, all right? Well, guess where? The Chinese have not got their base, North Dakota. So is DARPA in? Is DARPA in with the red Chinese? Is the Pentagram in with the red Chinese? Is NORAD now in with the red Chinese? It might very well be. So what I'm trying to say to you is this. You already shot one down, your NSA boys, and somebody, a good line commander in the Air Force in Texas, shot one down 2 years ago and blew it out of the sky. They went up, took a look at it, if you recall, and they set up a plane, and then the plane says, oh, just nothing really here to see. They went back to Texas to go to the choke and puke or the Cotton Eye Joe dance that night. Then I came on that night. I said, hey, man, this thing is really there. It is heading towards NASA, towards Cape Canaveral, and it was right on the line to go there. We had tracked it for about a week or so. We saw it go up, down, up. We tracked it into certain corporations in Texas and that kind of place that are And so now I'm telling you, back then, 2 years ago in NORAD, you already shot one down, and it just got wiped off the face of the map in one inning. Because what you're talking about, these helium balloons are about a 30-foot long attachment, which got every kind of camera, every kind of listening device, every radio, every this, that, every sensor, every kind of thing that can talk directly, you know, to the Red Chinese headquarters, that can talk directly to their people on the ground, line of sight, low power, and give orders to Chinese agents in the United States or others that might work for the Red Chinese that are saboteurs that can do all of that. But it also can fool with using their technology, and they've got a nice little ability to travel about 50 miles an hour, you know, with a little ion engine up there and all that. I've told you all of this before. And now NORAD's coming out. By golly, they're on the deal. That's a Chinese spy. Well, what about DARPA taking over those balloons last year? It was a story in the newspaper there, you know what I mean? Story in the newspaper, NORAD. So, NORAD, are you now not just saying that you didn't see it back then? We were seeing it back then. We tracked them. We knew who it was. We knew it was the Red Chinese. We had all the stuff on it. And then after the first guys from the Texas Air Base went up there and then came back and said, it's no big deal, then I said, no, it is a big deal. It's heading to take out the space shuttle, the new launch of the new SpaceX or whatever it was back then. And then you know what? Next day, a jump jet pops out in the morning, out of Texas, up a rancho somewhere, one of them new jump jets, and went on up there, went up to a certain thing, took a look, and then, boom, something happened, and that loony balloon was no more. So don't give us this crap. You know, NORAD, you're wanting the Red Chinese to spy. They're backing them up all of your calls. They're taking up all the things, and they're also working on this ice storm and all of these things. Now, the Antarctic huge energies that come up, those really jig-jag things, if you look on MIMIC, M-I-M-I-C, you know, University of Wisconsin, EDU, you know, tropical moisture system stuff. If you look at it and you read the fine print, they say they monitor electromagnetic signals and pulses and stuff. All right? Which storms have, but they don't have them in such a way as what we're seeing. Well, those were up for 2 or 3 days, huge amounts of giant energy coming up out of Antarctica, but there was a difference. They had Texas bracketed on the west side and then also on the east side in the Gulf, all right? And they had it bracketed, but there was something new, a new function, okay? And it was a little dot, 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 or not a dot, but dash, 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 from one of them going to a certain place, and then from the other one on the West Coast going to a certain place. And it was like a new function. Well, those were the Chinese loony balloons, quite probably, doing that little thing while they were up in the mix, because there was two of them before, not just one. So I'm going to tell you, you better watch out, because your government ain't on your side anymore. Very few people in your United States government or military are on your side. They're on the side of the big jockstrap Millie and the hybrid Austin and the Red Chinese giving them orders through the bankers. And the bankers giving the Red Chinese orders, who then give them orders. And we're about ready to see the Gog-Magog war get going here. Russia's going to go 500,000 troops into Ukraine, allegedly on the 24th of February. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, they've got other troops, other places. They got naval assets. They got air assets in Syria and various places like that. They still have a Navy base there. What is it? Latakia, right? Latakia or whatever it is in that area, don't they? So, yes, they do. So the fact of the matter is, was the attack on Iran almost the hook in the jaw to bring Gog Magog against Israel? So what I think you're going to see, you might see all these things happen one right after the other. Boom, 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 boom. All right? It don't have to be 6 months or a year for this thing or this stage or that stage, the other stage. Well, this thing is going to go, if you got 500,000 troops going to go anywhere, somebody's going to get into a big trouble in Ukraine or wherever, and then what you're going to do is you're going to draw in the U.S. troops in Poland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. You're going to see them and, you know, near on the border with Belarus, and you're going to see them go there, because if they don't do it, then they're not going to be able to stop Putin. Or you're going to send, what, 12 or 15 German Leopard tanks. And, oh, boy, we just sent, what, 36 Bradley fighting vehicles. And incidentally, a lot of them came out of Colorado. They came on the train east. And I told you about that before that happened, because I told you somebody said they were loading them all up. And they were. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this. You had better prepare like you can prepare for the end of the deal, all right? Not the end of the world, but for the end of the life as you know it, Teotihuacan, you know, like out of the book Patriots, The End of the World as We Know It, right? By James Wesley Rawls, right? Surviving the Coming Collapse, right? Or One Second After, William R. Forston, where the power grid gets taken out, popped. And you see, we don't have to go nuclear fission against every target in the world, in the United States, to do it. They could hit London, they could hit New York, D.C., and, oh, I don't know, let's say one or two of the big U.S. Navy bases and Air Force bases, all right? But if they took out the power grid, most everything would go topsy-turvy in the U.S. That can be done with the Zircon or with one of their missiles, the Russians or the Red Chinese. They could pop it right over the center of the United States and knock out the entire power grid. We also had a little thing there in LAX, didn't we? Every time the LAX power has been shut off or gone caca, there's always something that happened right after that. That was either something that blew up, or there was a terrorist event or a bomb scare or something like that. All right. One time the Russians turned it off from out of shore. Remember that? And then they had something in there also at a time where the power went out, and then they had some Muslim people that are going to take out people at the El Al counter. Well, now I guess we had this power grid go out, and that's like the precursor for all this junk. And then I guess today they're saying, and I just caught it late in the news, I didn't see it completely, they said that there was somebody in a high-rise in L.A. or somewhere that had thousands of rounds of ammunition and all kind of high-powered rifles, just like the Las Vegas thing, okay? And, of course, the FBI probably found them and stopped it, you see. Oh, the great FBI. The great FBI, who's now the secret police for the Davos World Economic Forum, where they want to kill all the people and bring in the robots and the AI. Ladies and gentlemen, you better get your stuff together, and you better start to prepare. Yeah, I know a lot of you already are, but just double down on it, you know, and a lot of people are doing food and water and all the good things, and that's good. But do you have enough ammunition to protect us? Do you have the firearm that you're going to need to protect your food? All right. Do you have, if you can only get one, just get a 12-gauge pump. But if you've got more ability to do it, if you could get a 12-gauge pump, you still don't have much money, then get a 22 long rifle, just a basic 22. If you don't have it, you don't have the money, ask your Uncle Larry or your Grandpa Joe or whoever who's got about 20, 30 guns if he can loan you a gun, a rifle, a pistol, a revolver, and a shotgun, all right? And then you need to see if you can go out and get at least 1,000 rounds of ammunition for each. If you can't get that, then you get one box of shells for each one of them, okay? You do whatever you can. And I'm going to tell you, I was talking on the emails and stuff with Lady J. Lady J was telling me about how all of the prices were going way up on pasta and beans and all these different things that she likes to can, or she, you know, put back, not the pasta, but the beans and different things that she cans. And then she said the stores didn't have any of them. So she prayed to the Lord to please bring her to where, you know, somewhere to get the food at a fair or sale price that she needed. The next day she saw it at a store, in an advertisement store, she went and got it. I'm going to tell you what, Lord Jesus told you in John 14, didn't he? You know, you ask in my name, I will try to do it. You see, that's what he said, you know. But he also, I had to read that, but I'm going to read Ezekiel 38 first, because I'll tell you what. Ezekiel 38, and here it is. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against them, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all that army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields. I think those are tanks. All of them handling swords. That's the firearm or the cannon on the end of the tanks. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them. All of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands, and the house of Togarma of the north quarters, maybe that's Turkey, huh? And all his bands, and many people with them. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all that company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou guard unto them. After many days, thou shalt be visited. In the latter years, thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth of all the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God. This is verse 10. It shall also come to pass. All that was true, what God said. But now verse 10 says, Thus saith the Lord God. It shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Well, let me tell you something. That's the middle of the road, baby. That is the Great Plains. That is the Great Plains with all the wheat, the barley, the corn, the oats, the milo, all the different grains of all the different stuff, you see. All right? And that is what is going on, and there's also that's where all the cattle are. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, you know, Arkansas. There's cattle. On up into the Dakota, Nebraska, and the Dakotas, Colorado, Wyoming, all of that. Into Montana, there's cattle. That is the land of the unwalled villages is the United States. And I'm going to tell you, I've told you for years and years and years, I've been talking about that. I've been talking about the red Chinese. I've been telling you all of it. And a lot of you have gotten prepared. Those that you have not, you ought to start tonight real quick, okay? Now, if you can't do anything else, and there are people that are, there's a lot of people hurting, a lot of people hand them out, and I know that. I understand all that completely. I just keep the bills paid is all I can do, and pay for my medicine and all the stuff I need. And that's what I do. But I try, and I fortunately prepared some with food and stuff years ago, and firearms and things like that. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to need the food, you're going to need the water, and you're going to need like a Berkey water filter. If you can't get anything else, then try to get it. And if you have to use a credit card on that, buy a Berkey water filter with the black Berkey filters and get an extra set or two. You can. Because you're going to need that to purify water. Water is going to be the big bugaboo. When they turn off the water systems, okay, when the water systems go down, or they get poisoned, or they get blown up, or the backwater comes into them, you know what I mean, where the water treatment plants blow up or whatever, or start to discharge back into a freshwater source or whatever they do, and you don't have electricity, you're going to have a lot of systems that break down, the pumps and all these things. A lot of people's well pumps. electric, aren't they? All right. You better figure out a way to get solar or some kind of battery backup or inverters or generators or something to run your well pumps. All right. And I mean it. And then, but I'm going to tell you, there's going to come a time, you see, and then I will tell you this. The communications, the National Command, the National Center of Command of Communication stuff, that's put out the signal. They put out the signal again, all the way from the top, all the way down to all the different levels, all throughout FEMA, all throughout the states, all throughout down into some of the top police chiefs and sheriffs, okay, that go along with their stuff. The ones and the good sheriffs may not be getting the information, as much information, because they know that you're not going to go along with what's going on, maybe with the continuity of government, with FEMA. The stuff of the Chinese balloons, if DARPA did take all those things over last year, and after the Dakotas with them, then that would all make all the sense of the world. The NORAD don't want you to shoot them down. But I'm going to tell you, if there's a good line commander, if there's a good line commander out there somewhere with some fighter jets, why don't you go take a look in there around Conway, Arkansas, you know, something like that, and then pop up and see what the heck they're up to. And if them suckers are there and you think they're up to no good, because what they are doing is they're transmitting all the stuff they vacuum up. They can work the storm. They can also take everything out of every cell phone, every radio transmission, every military base, every police station, every kind of thing like that. And they take it and send it back to Red China, to the Central Command in Red China. Okay? That all goes back. It all goes back. They don't need, you see, a satellite up above, and they've got those too. But what this does, this is going 40, 50 miles an hour, or it can stay in a little lazy circle over one spot for a long time. If you're in Conway, Arkansas, then they're working the storm again, aren't they? So, NORAD, do you not want to shoot them down when they're doing the weather weapons to destroy people in the United States and ice over and cause hundreds of wrecks and power grids to go out, all of that? NORAD, is that what you really want to do? Why don't you stand up and be Americans once again, instead of half Canadians and half this or that or the other, all right? A lot of your good people left you a long time ago. And then you let you're sitting in Cheyenne Mountain and you let the Russians, then the Spetsnaz, you allowed Spetsnaz to come in the drill and save your bacon against the imagined, in the drill, the imagined attack by the U.S. military veterans who were patriots and Christians, who you said those are the ones that attacked you in the drill, and you had to use the Russians for Carson, Colorado, to come and save your butt in the drill, and then you even allowed them to come down to you there at Cheyenne Mountain. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Now's the time that you're going to have to understand, people out there in the audience are going to have to understand, you're going to be the defense of the United States. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to have the food, the ammunition, the firearms, and, all of that. You're going to have nuclear, biological, chemical gear, a top grade, or a good grade military gas mask with NBC, full Seaburn or NBC type filtration systems. You need an extra. And then a Tyvek F or better quality suit to protect you from the radiation. You need to also do something in your basement or in your garage or your root cellar to prepare. You can stack up boxes in a corner of the garage or the corner of the cabin. You can put concrete blocks up. You can do that kind of thing. If you've got a root cellar, go in there and put food and things in there and get ready, water, and get in there and ready just in case. Because if Putin brings 500,000 troops, something's going to happen. And if anything happens to hit them, and if we start to get into war with them, then it bites out USA, baby. Kapow, kapow, kapow. Zircon City. And then if they don't even get the Zircons out, they could just use their cruise missiles out of the subs that line the East Coast, the Gulf Coast, the West Coast, and the Arctic Circle. And they ain't going to tell you about it. But they are starting to tell you about what old Crazy Hawk told you almost 2 years ago now. And then all last year we talked about him, but before that there was another period almost a year before about the Chinese loony balloons, right? So they're on TV. Well, maybe you'll believe old Hawk some point in the future, right? Maybe you will. I don't know. So I would say this to you also. I saw, you know, it was interesting to see that people are just now understanding that they were talking about on a website. I forget the guy's name, but I saw it. It was on a story that was up at stevequayle.com. And then the guy was talking about this underground Springfield, Missouri, and how 500 to 600 tractor trailers were going in there every day with food down there in the Ozarks. And they have, you know, 3.5 million square feet and 3.5 miles of road and all these kind of things. And has anybody ever heard of this before? Yeah, we've heard about it. That's just one of them. There's another one over there by Joplin. What is it, Webb City and Joplin, that area? There's another one over there, same kind of way, but the largest one is in the Kansas City area. It's the largest underground storage capacity in the entire world, by far larger, and as things keep going in and going in, they've been stocking food in there for years. Eisenhower had, in these areas here around Kansas City, he had, because out of Leavenworth, there's a train that would go to Leavenworth. You can put trains in them. You got trucks that go in them. All kind of businesses are there, post offices, warehouses, all kind of stuff. But Eisenhower had enough food to feed America for about 2 years back in his day. Well, now they've been putting food in them. I've told you about on air for a number of years, told you about this, way back more in 204, 205, that I was getting word that they were starting to put in real high-quality food for officers, military officers, and for the bigwigs that are going to go underground, you know, like the 2012 where they all went in the underground, and some of them, if you recall in the movie, we're going into underground places in Missouri. You remember that? Well, there's a whole lot of food in that one up there here in Kansas City and north of the river and all of that. There's one down there in, by the Springfield area. There's other down over there by Joplin. And there are other areas in the Ozarks that are privately run and privately owned, and they're stocking their own stuff, too. You could also go out to Kansas and Hutchinson. You got salt mines out there filled to the brim with stuff. State of Kansas has got some emergency things there, and they did do some good things. They even put back, allegedly, some transformers and stuff in case the power grid goes down. They might be able to get some of the grid up in some areas of Kansas. It'll be the areas where they're operating as a unit, you know, Kansas National Guard, Kansas State Highway Patrol, et cetera. But there's places there. There's other places in different states that have stuff. Montana has deep undergrounds. You go out by Fort Riley. I saw them digging the underground out there, real deep underground. Military bases have them. Ohio's got it. And then just to bring you up to speed on some other stuff that maybe you'll believe about now, too, since the loony balloons, the Chinese balloons, are now made mainstream TV news, all right? Well, I'll tell you what, we had a E-6 command and control aircraft coming down like I-69 in Indiana, down towards Louisville, down in that area. And then you also had a C-130, which has the sensors and more like a gunship kind of a thing. It could have troops on it to jump or whatever, but it's also being utilized as a surveillance aircraft. And then you got a P-8 Poseidon aircraft with all the high-level sensors, and they're going all the way up and down by Knoxville and the Smoky Mountains and all of that. Now, you see, the first one, the E-6, came down from the Great Lakes. Well, let me tell you something. The Great Lakes are still in play with the drone subs and the Russians. They're sitting there. They can do and knock out the Great Lakes and send them on down the Mississippi River and every other river. But there are also other Russian and Red Chinese saboteurs and small groups and possibly buckets of sun and stuff coming down, maybe coming down from the lakes, all right? possibly from the lakes through Indiana down to Louisville, and then going east on the 40 and heading into the Smokies. Are they going to go try to blow the TVA dams like we speculated about, but speculated based upon what Greg Evenson and other special forces people have talked about from years ago? They used to practice for the Russians using suitcase nukes to blow the TV, the Tennessee Valley Authority electrical dams, which provides power for almost all of that whole area of the Southeast. The Carolinas, Tennessee, you know, into Alabama, Georgia, different places in the Southeast. All of that was lit up by the TVA. Also to provide energy to make the high amounts of energy used to make the uranium products and the other nuclear products there at Alcoa, Tennessee, you know, at the nuke plant, right? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I can only tell you to prepare. That's the only thing I can tell you to do. And the first preparation is repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and if you are sincere, he will do that. He'll start to wash you clean because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And, oh, man, when you work for the true CIC, when he's with you and you're with him, and you know it and he knows it, and you know it just like you know your name or you know your address, you know your birthday of your child or whatever, then that's a good feeling because you start to lose some of your fear. Now, I'm not saying if somebody comes to charge you with a rifle and a bayonet on it, or something like that, that you're not going to feel fear, but you're going to also not have that great dread and all that, the nervousness, all the stuff, because you know that if you were to lose your life, that you're going to find everlasting life with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Okay? You know where you're going to go. You know it just like you know your name. You know where you're going to go. Then it removes that deep-seated, gut-wrenching fear. And you can act. You can understand what's happening. You can stand against evil. Woe to them that call good evil and evil good. Because I'm going to tell you what, the Lord Jesus said his angels are going to come down. And the Lord's going to have a sword in his mouth. And he's going to come down with his angels and they're going to clean the crack of all the Lucy's. They're going to jerk the tares up from the earth. They're going to jerk these tares up out of the earth, throw them into the fiery furnace. That 200 million man army, which will probably be comprised mostly by the Red Chinese. You see, you got the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, taking over there, doing their own currencies and trading a law outside of the dollar, you see, destroying the U.S. dollar. And oh, man, all the laughs. You think the economy's great? Red China Joe says the economy's great. You know, all these people say, oh, boy, the economy's great, you know. Well, let me tell you what. Did you see Apple stock went down, what, you know, 5% today, Amazon 4, 5, 8%, and Alphabet, all these different ones, and that's in the face of when the NASDAQ was up for a while, because the earnings aren't there. They're laying off 10,000, 12,000, 7,000, 6,000, 5,000. Are these big corporations stupid? Is the economy so good that they have to lay off 10 or 12,000 people at the Amazon? Then that means it ain't good. Now, food, water purification, and water storage. You need to be able to store some water. And I would suggest to you, I bought 55-gallon drums, the food-grade drums, years ago. But I stored other since then. I stored some of that because if you have the Mountain House or the freeze-dried or dehydrated food, you need to look at their water requirements to reconstitute it. A lot of people don't look at that and read the instructions on how to reconstitute and how much water it'll take. And then if you have to go on the run, you're going to need the water filtration. And I would say you might need a smaller one. I've got a Katy Dine Combi I bought years ago, too. You got to try to be redundant on this stuff to purify it. But if nothing else, you get it out of the creek or wherever you're going to get it, and you strain it through an old T-shirt or whatever, a cheesecloth. You put it in the gumbo pot, but you boil the water. Boil it up and get it going to a good rolling boil. Strain it again through a clean thing, and then use that and try to do it for drinking. You can also get the what they used to call the halazone tablets or the little iodine pills and that kind of stuff you can put in to clean the water. You better get into that and become redundant and cognizant of what the different things to where you know what you need to do to treat water or to purify it. I would say this also, you know, I talked to some people today down there in the Texas where they were closer to Austin than there, but they had huge ice. Their power grid went out for a while. Nobody is going down the roads because of ice. And then I know Dallas is all shut in. The airports are shut, the whole nine yards. And these Lenny balloons, NORAD, are using their electromagnetic, small power electromagnetic to goose the storm and the spirit. And I've watched it for 3 days on the Mimic and other places. Now I knew that finally, you know, old Crazy Hawk and old Lenny Balloons, you know. Well, lo and behold, maybe you'll believe me about something else next time I tell you. Like the P8 Poseidon over the Smokies. Like the C-130 running down the road from Louisville towards the Smokies. Looking for somebody, looking for something, scanning. Looking for people on the ground or a truck or something that might have a bucket of sun or some kind of a terrorist group or something in it that's had for the TVA dams or some kind of target. We've had LAX blow. We had all the one back a month or two ago in North Carolina. They blew the power grid up. Then we had the ones out, four of them, three or four in Washington State, and this one here, and this one there, and the other one here, and then the chicken plant in Connecticut goes up above fire. This happens to be the third largest egg producer in the United States, all right? You don't think you need food? You don't think you better get some? You better get some real quick. And I'm going to tell you what, I would sharpen my K-bars and I would load my mags. I would get my broken-in combat boots that have a little insulation in them, and I'd get me about 6-8 extra pair of merino wool socks and put them, and I would have my fight load, and I'd have a house load and a fight load ready to go. House load, fight load, and a buck pack, butt pack, all right? A big pack, which you can drop off, and that's got your house stuff, got more of all the things in it. But I would have also an assault pack or a fighting pack. And in that, you could put in there pouches or MREs to where you might be able to have one a day for 7 days, something like that. But you're going to be heavier on water and real heavy on ammunition. Real heavy on fully loaded magazines, you know, 30-round mags or whatever you got, 20-round, 30-round, whatever you're shooting. And it wouldn't be unruly to have 250 rounds or 300 rounds on you. I know that's heavy. And what you can't do, that's just too heavy. No, that ain't. That's what you're going to need to carry. And you have a lighter pack. You don't have the full sleeping bag, but maybe you got a poncho with a liner, with a poncho liner. You got some gloves. You got all that kind of stuff. You got a little bit of rope. You got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And maybe a kind of K9 combi or one of the little pure portable water filters, whatever it is. The halazone tablets, the iodine tablets, the antimicrobial stuff, whatever it might be. But oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, you know, I'm going to tell you, Jesus said my people will die or perish for lack of knowledge. Well, we're giving you knowledge. We're letting you know. So this stuff is going to go wild weasel here pretty quick. And I think the reason it hasn't already is because so many of us have prayed. There's been a lot of prayer going up to the Lord. Been a lot of prayer, imprecatory prayers, Brother Quayle says. Other prayers in general, I'm telling you, there's been a lot of prayer. But I think the time now is that the Lord is about done. He's going to let the devil have his due, and then the Lord Jesus is going to come and clean the clock of the Antichrist and all of his people and all that 200 million man army, and they're going to put him in a fiery furnace. and then the glory is going to show up on this earth. And I pray that I'm here to see it all, because I'm not going to give myself up and get killed to the death real quick. Like, I'm going to make sure I'm going to give them, you know, the hurry up and the hassle and the hurrah, okay? I'm going to make them, that I'm going to go into their ranks, interrupt their supply lines. Whoever has going to come, and somebody's going to come for you. But you don't go out and look for them, because I'm going to tell you what, you got to get ready with sufficient food, water, water purification, water storage, ammunition. I still think you better get you a lot of medical supplies. Now, what does that mean? As well as some Band-Aids and some different stuff. You got to have your medications, but you also, you can use fish antibiotics, like amoxicillin, 500 milligram of fish amoxicillin. When I looked it up, it was made in the same factory that makes all of it for humans, and the standard was no different. Might even be purer than what they make it. You can get that. Cephalexin, ciprofloxacin for fish, of course, for your fish tank, of course. Doxycycline for your fish tank, of course. But I'm going to tell you what, you might need some of that. Ivermectin in the plunge thing, the plunger for the horses. Take it by your body weight. I'm going to tell you, they're finding all kinds of stuff out that's good about ivermectin, and some people are doing studies. There have been studies recently done on ivermectin helping a great deal. I don't say cure, but helping a great deal, perhaps, with certain cancers. Prostate cancer, and one in particular. So look it up. Check out it with your doctor. See what's going on with that. But if Putin comes with a whole lot, if he don't come with 500,000, he only comes with 250,000. Let me tell you, I heard Zelensky say, you know, that Putin's got 1,500 tanks that might be coming his way. Well, if you got 12 Leopard tanks in Germany, and what do we send him, 35 or 32 Bradley fighting vehicles, maybe from Fort Carson or somewhere? And then, but the M2 Abrams, they won't be there until later in the spring. Well, Putin comes with 500,000 men and comes to take it. He'll take it, all right? And the only way he won't take it is if there's a nuclear exchange, or the United States and the rest of NATO steps in against him, all right, with Ukraine against Putin. And I'm not so sure that's going to happen, all right? And I'm going to assure at the first moment that it does, that it's going to be pop, pop, fizz, fizz. You're going to see Russian subs pop their hypersonics or their cruise missiles. Because, see, a cruise missile 12 miles out from D.C., with the Maryland coastline or Virginia coastline, 10, 12 miles out at sea, you know, in a trench, they pop that up. Well, that's only still 2 minutes with a nuclear weapon, or maybe even multiple reentry vehicles of multiple nuclear weapons on various areas in D.C. or New York. They can take out the Houston Ship Channel, all of the refineries, the chemical plants, the whole bit. Pop, 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 pop. Because, you see, we've allowed them to be there. We've allowed them to be there. Oh, man, I tell you. You want to keep on hawking the air, and I don't know how long we're ever going to all be on. Brother Quayle, me, others, I don't know how long it will stay on, but I'll try to stay on as long as I can and do the work of the Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, but you want to keep on hawking the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted can be better reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a silver dollar, silver dime, silver quarter, whatever it is. Or more, it just depends, whatever you want. A little bit of gold or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And for Brother Quayle, you can get him at stevequayle.com. I will tell you what, he still can get his private briefings. And if you can let any of your family or your friends or your church know. You get the lives of men and gods, the destruction of the human race, his new DVD, or you can get it on Vimeo right now and watch it on Vimeo. You get the Megadrops DVD. You get that out to people, and they will start to understand. If we have any time, that will get them to understand. They see it and hear it and have a great presentation that Brother Quayle has done. So then you don't have to harangue them with your talk and your voice, because that's what drives them crazy. They don't think you know anything. It's like some of you don't think that old Hawk knew anything about the loony balloons, and here they are. They're on Fox, ABC, NBC, all the different newspapers. Oh, boy. And you tell them, NORAD, next time they better shoot the damn things down. Shoot it down, because it's still staying and intensifying the ice storm in the Arkansas area right now. Right now it is. Well, it still vacuums up every military conversation, every military radio, all the cell phone traffic, all the different traffic of different military bases, corporations, the state police, the local police, the whole bit. They're watching all of it. They sent all that back to Red China. They can do it with burst transmission. Or they pop it up to their satellite. Or they use their satellite, pop it up to that, encrypt it, and use it to send it somewhere. Because I'm going to tell you what, when you pay $1.545 billion, allegedly, into the hands of Red China Joe's son to buy Red China Joe's, and you bought a president. And all this screwing around and goofing around and all this stuff, and we're going over to this beach house and that beach house, the other beach house. Well, they're looking into Wilmington place, and then he goes to Rehoboth Beach. What do you think they probably did when they were there and the FBI was over at the other one? They were getting rid of the other crap at Rehoboth Beach, all right? This is no, you know, rocket science, you know. This is corrupt, evil, Luciferian worshiping politicians, top of the food chain, military, top of the food chain, intelligence, top of the food chain in the legislative branch, the judicial branch, the judges, top of the food chain are all worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer. So I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. You better stand up and you say, Lord Jesus, where can I be? Where do you want me to stand against the evil? Where do you want me to be? Or where do you want me to take my family to give them a true sanctuary where I can protect them? He might say, keep them right where you're at in your home. Or he might say, you got that place in the farm out of the country or the little cabin in the woods. Then if he tells you to go there, then go there. If he doesn't, then don't. If he says, stay right where you're at, stand in the gap, then I'm going to tell you what. You get your knife sharpened and your machete sharpened. You get your magazines loaded. You get your fighting load, you know, and your fighting pack, all right, your butt pack, too. Because they want you to jettison the fighting load pack, the assault pack. You got the butt pack, and you still got some water and some ammo on that. And maybe that's where you carry your rolled up on a tether. Maybe that's where you got your poncho and the liner. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to say this. If you got body armor or can get it, then you better get some. And get it quick. If you can get level 4 or the high level 3s, the big level 3A's, then you better get that. The level 4 will stop, you know, a 30 caliber rifle bullet, all right? And shotgun and pistol, etc. All right? You might want to get you a pass gap, the old military helmet from the Gulf War era. They get them in, that are surplus. All right? You can also get the new Mitch helmet where they have the ears cut out where you can wear different earbuds and that kind of stuff. I like the older one, to be honest with you. I just soon have the stuff over my ears because I'm going to tell you what. The radio is going to be a thing where it's going to be able to be jammed and you ain't going to be using your cell phones because none of that crap's going to work. Maybe you got a sat phone that'll work, but I'm going to tell you, when the guy is coming down the road and you're sitting in the bushes in your spider hole, all right, you ain't going to be worrying about what you're going to say on the walkie-talkie, which he's going to hear you say anyway. what you're going to do is be lining up your shot, right? And hopefully catch them out there about, 1,000 yards, 800 yards, and just drop people out there. And then go back to eating a cheeseburger and keep one eye on the scope and the other eye on eating a cheeseburger and fries or whatever it is you got. Now, I'm being facetious to a certain degree, but no, I'm not. Because I'm going to tell you what. There is evil, and good must stand against evil. You stand with the Lord Jesus against the evil that's going to come. And if they come, they're going to get you. They're going to get your family. They're going to take all your house, your goods, everything, and they'll do what they want to do with your children or your wife or your husband. Some women say, well, take my husband quick, you know. But I'm going to say this. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And you're going to stand against the evil. But if you're to lose your life and you're with Lord Jesus and he's with you, then you're going to have everlasting life in heaven. There'll be no travail. You'll look as good as you ever looked, all right? You'll feel fantastic. There'll be no pain. There'll be no disease. There'll be no bullet wound. There'll be none of that. And it'll be just a marvelous glory of heaven that you can have if you just let yourself take the best deal in town. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart. SteveQuayle.com, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And get any of Steve's books. Get his private briefings. Sign up for him if you can, because he's got different information than I have. And his information is from really good sources, too. And then he can still get you gold or still get you silver. Because that's something that you're going to have to understand. When the dollar goes, the banks go, or the first nuke flies, you ain't going to be able to get no money out of the bank. You won't be able to get your 401k. You won't be able to get any of that. All that stuff goes bye-bye city, all right? So make sure you take something out to give yourself, if you can, you got money, give your family your supply of a mountain house. Get it quick. Besides that, add some extra canned goods in for familiarity. Buckets of rice, buckets of corn, but whatever it is you want to get. All right? The meat buckets, there's buckets full of the different meats. You can also get the canned, like the canned meats are just tremendous, you know. Canned bacon, you know, canned ground beef, canned chicken, canned pork. All the different stuff. Look it up. See where you can get it. See if somebody has it locally. If they've got it locally, get it locally so that you don't get stuck where it's in a UPS truck when the bomb goes off. If we're talking about already starting in Ukraine preparatory for a huge attack, which they say, the Zelensky or the Ukrainians say, that probably it's going to be February 24th, which is the anniversary of the initial attack. Or maybe he goes 2 days earlier, or maybe he waits and they say, oh, well, he didn't attack. And then 3 days after that, he attacks, you see. He attacks on leap year, the 28th, you know, goes to March 1. Because old Biden ain't going to help you. He's going to be in a bunker somewhere, right? All laid up in their bunkers, all these big shots. They've already been starting to do little drills in and around Sidar and Mount Weather. I've told you about the communications are going into Mount Weather. They're going into Sidar. They're going into all Mount Pony. They're going into all the stuff and the deep undergrounds all over the country. They're going into the FEMA regional centers of FEMA, the capitals of the FEMA regions. If you don't know which region you're in, look up the FEMA regions and find out where you're at and where the capital of that region is. And you can even find an address where that capital building is, you know, where they run your deal. And then you got to figure out what kind of troops you got from NORTHCOM or National Guard that'll be implemented to affect continuity of government. That means the government lives, but the people, they don't give a crap about the people, all right? Other than to use them as a resource, okay? Now, 406-586-4840, that's Steve Quayle, or stevequayle.com. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, all right? Tell them Hawk sent you, and I'll tell you, my computer, they still won't let me do anything on this computer tonight. They got me tied up, and I think they read the mail and all that stuff, you know. Oh, now I'm able to get on Skype after an hour, you know. Couldn't get on. That's why I'm on the phone. Isn't that just ducky, you know, really ducky-wucky, all right? So, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. The Lenny Balloons are on TV. That must mean old Hawk has been right about something, huh? Yeah. Kind of scares you a little bit, don't it? All right? Kind of scares a little bit. Ah, well, I can't work the computer. I was going to look up another story here or something for you. But I would say this, is that coming events are going to be stuff that's not going to be liked. And I would say this also, you better put back, you know, it's just stupid things like you never think about. You better have some Dawn dish soap, because you can use it to wash your hair, wash your clothes, wash your dishes, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, 8, 10, 12 pair of socks, and you know, ready to go. Have your boots broken in. Oh, boy, they're really messing with my computer. It's flashing on and off now. All you guys are just really, really, you NSA people, you NORAD people. There's power in the blood of Jesus. You can stop it right now. Stop it right now and quit looping around with my stuff. Because I work for him. I don't work for you guys, and you guys, yeah, thank you. You stopped, didn't you? You see, they hear, it takes them a little while to hear the thing, you see. It takes them a little while to hear it. And to my old friend down in the crossroads, howdy to you. You're doggone right. We've been right all along, ain't we? And you better get your rain gear handy, boys, down in there. Because it's going to be a coming. And it'll come from the Gulf, and it'll rain overhead. But watch and do your trains, your oil tanks, your chemical plants, and all the stuff that you got going up and down in that area. Give it an extra look. Give it an extra look. Oh, yeah. Don't go into the loose gear and laugh that page, ladies and gentlemen. The loony balloons are overhead. And no rat shed, let them meet. Let them spy on us and let them run those storms. And screw up the people with the ice storm. That's what NORAD said. All right? Idiots. Idiots. So good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the mighty men and women of outer use your high technology on the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Use it on the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Hey, Nick Ranger, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, baby. You are the best man on the 338 or hand-to-hand. Road and track, little L. I hear you've been doing real good. You say hi to your daddy. And may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and inclement eyes.